The Warriors starting their five-game road trip in Philadelphia and getting a solid group effort here against the Sixers. Kevin Durant driving hard in a 27-point night with 8 boards, as Klay Thompson a steady force with 21 points on the evening. Stephen Curry adding 19 points to the mix, while Zaza Pachulia strong inside with 16 points, and Draymond Green 11 assists and 14 points as the Warriors get to the 50-win plateau for the fourth consecutive season, beating the Sixers 119-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
It was great. I thought we played a really good game. We just couldn't make a shot. But for the most part, we played a solid game, a poised game. We had we kept our turnovers down for the most part. We had a couple of stretches there where we made a couple mistakes with the ball. But for the most part, it was a really good effort. Just couldn't make a shot, but we made up for it by getting to the free throw line.
Speaks well for your team. You have a tough night, Houston night from Steph, but the rest of the guys, you know, Clay and Kevin and
Pachulia, everybody kind of picks up the offense tonight. Just talk about the overall balance you guys had.
Well, we got a lot of guys who can play, and so on a night like tonight where Steph doesn't have it going, we got plenty of other guys who can score and make plays, and a lot of them came through. I thought Draymond was really the player of the game. He just brought incredible energy and set a good tone right from the beginning of the game.
What does 4 straight 50 win seasons say about the consistency that's growing here?
Well, Raymond just told me that the Warriors franchise had 4 50 win seasons in the first 67 years of the franchise's existence. So I guess we're on a good run, relatively speaking.
I guess Steph is human. Is that what you would say about
him? What's that?
He's human.
Yeah, but what I love about Steph is that he went 0 for 11. Tonight from 3, and you wouldn't know it if you looked at his face. He never loses confidence. He never hangs his head. That's a sign of a guy with ultimate confidence in his ability, and the awareness that just one of those nights, he's likely to come out tomorrow and make about 7 in a row at some point. So that's what I love about Steph. He just keeps playing.
Is this sort of how you envisioned winning more games, just getting a bunch of free throws? It seems like a shift from last year.
I knew we'd go to the line more this year, just based on Kevin's presence. But this was pretty dramatic. I mean, 39, I think, free throws, and most of them, almost all of them, in the flow of the game. It wasn't like they were fouling late to stay in it, so... Yeah, I was pleased. I think that made up for the fact that we couldn't make a 3, but we were getting good shots and we were attacking and putting a lot of pressure on the defense, and so all good stuff. And sometimes the ball just doesn't go in.
Steve, what was your impression of the way the Sixers played? I mean, they're not going to the playoffs. They certainly had a whirlwind week with the whole trade deadline business. What did you see from them?
Well, they move the ball as well as anybody in the league. I think they're. I think they lead the league in passes per game. I mean, they come out and the ball just whips around the perimeter. A lot of cutters. They're hard to guard as a result, and you got to be on your toes to guard them. And play with a lot of passion and energy. And they've just been crushed by the injuries, you know, the last couple of years. And I hope they get healthy. I hope Embiid gets healthy and Simmons and they're able to put a healthy squad on the floor, because Brett's doing a great job and they're playing as a team. They're playing hard. They just need their, you know, all their talent to be out there.
51 season, a game like this where you're not shooting the ball well, how satisfying a game like this to have other guys step up and just find ways to get it done, move the ball around, just an overall team, kind of a team game? Is that the most satisfying?
Yeah. It's a good team win. I mean, we decided to go small in the second half. We put McAdoo out there. I thought he made an immediate impact on the glass, and Ian Clark didn't play in the first half. We throw him out there in the second, and he knocks down a 3 immediately, a big shot for us. So. It felt good. It felt like a good team win where everybody came in and contributed and did the job.
I think we executed. We got good shots, but they didn't go down for us tonight. But I think defensively in the second half, we were pretty good and getting stops and getting out, trying to get some easy baskets. So first game of the trip against a scrappy team, you know, it was a good win.
Sorry, Zaza and David giving you the last, you know, 3 games since they've been
there. It was just physicality. You know, Zaza was great tonight. D West was really good at, you know, just being an anchor in the defensive end for us. And rebounding. So we're going to need that going forward.
How much of a difference has it made having both those guys back, especially having both of that physical presence out for a few weeks?
I mean, it's glad to get them back, and definitely excited to move on with the rest of the season with them, and hopefully everybody stays healthy, and they've been playing really well.
A game like this one tonight, where yourself and Clay and a lot of guys kind of chip in tonight, it tells you just how the cohesion is starting to come together now, especially this late in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been doing a good job of that all year, playing off of each other. We struggled from the three-point line, but I think we got good shots all night. Guys on this team, when we miss a few, it doesn't matter. We still keep playing, so that's a part of it. Our bench was great tonight, and let's try to build off this.
And now the Warriors head to D.C. to take on the Wizards on Tuesday night before this road trip continues in Chicago, New York, and Atlanta. In Philadelphia, I'm Lawrence Scott.